casual conversation on the Walk On podcast today. Thanks for stopping in. We love having you here. TheWashedUpWalkOns.com. Find yourself some sweet gear, some sweet perks. Today we talk a little bit of spring ball. Kevin's in for 20 minutes, then he has to bounce. Grant and I take over. We discuss if NIL and the portal have already in under 4 years killed college sports. Fun conversation that will continue. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome in. Time is limited. Kevin Ward is only around for so long. His time is valuable. Sunshine into the office as Kevin reads over his studies. Rose Bowl placard in the background. Fading as the years go on. 2015 team will be remembered as if we all passed away later this year at the Oregon game. But we haven't. We're here.
Still alive, still kicking.
Got murdered that game.
Yeah. No, I think we're recognizing the Big Ten West Championship. We're not recognizing the Rose Bowl. That never happened. We never played there.
It's certainly the result is essentially the same. It's as if we never showed up.
Still won the second half. People forget that.
Did we win the second half?
We sure as fuck did.
The big college football media does not want you to know that.
they don't want you to know that we won 30 minutes of football there.
Hey, you guys didn't lose. You just ran out of time.
That is not true. They could have on that day, Grant, they could have just whooped our ass for 8 quarters.
You're telling me there's no chance. Let's say they extended the game to like 4.5 hours.
Well, it was already probably 2.5 or 3.
No, game time.
Oh,
just a game time.
Okay, so
we're at an extra 8 quarters to this game. You think there's no chance you couldn't have chipped away a little bit?
So the final score is 45-16. It was 35-0 at half. So you know we were gaining 6 points every 30 minutes. So we were down another.
We need
29 points. So we needed another five halves of football.
That's it. Another 2.5 hours? Okay, yeah. Assuming
Stanford got away so lucky. They're so lucky there wasn't five more quarters.
Just so thin, the razor thin edge there.
Just 10 more quarters, yeah.
Could you imagine if that's how the final game, like if that's how the championship game was played? The national championship was actually played in unlimited quarters, full medieval battle mode. You go until your players are no longer able.
You know, side thought, what if football was played until a certain score? Like you always played until 100, first to 100 wins.
Are there any sports like that?
Well, then I think we would
still tennis. Right?
You can hit, that's not how tennis works, but
not really, kind of, but not really.
You have to win.
You have to win by two.
You have to win sets.
Yeah,
in tennis.
Yeah, but
each game is played to like
it's the closest thing, right?
Like or the score resets after each. There's. See,
ping pong. Yeah, you got to play to 21 ping pong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, ping pong.
Mm-hmm. Cornhole, you got to get it.
Bowling, right. Bowling is a set amount of frame. I guess that's just like quarters of a set amount of time. You could. I mean, what would you set? What would the number be?
I don't know because some games.
I mean, Ohio State would have beat Oregon in the first quarter in that playoff game.
If you set it at 102, Deacon Hill might still be playing right now.
No, he'd still be at 100 for that San Diego State Iowa game of
South Dakota State Iowa
game.
Bro, we'd still be playing that game.
It'd still be there.
Jack Campbell would still be getting safeties as we do this podcast.
Just 40 safeties later.
Just unbelievable stat. Jack Campbell finishes the game 316 tackles, 32 safeties. Be amazing. Yeah, I don't know. It would be fun. You just play like
it would completely devalue defense though. It just
doesn't Doesn't cricket like don't they have some unbelievably long games?
Yeah, I think they changed the like the game, like the scoring system, and like there's like limited rounds now. Like,
oh,
there's like versions of the game that can go like in less than 3 hours now, I think.
I would hope so. I mean,
but I think like, yes, the original version.
I mean, the games would go on for like days.
Could go on, but yeah, extremely long.
That's insane. As a spectator, you go home and come back. I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, think of how trash you could be in the stands. I mean, the concessions at those things must be pulling in unbelievable numbers. Welcome in, everybody. Brought to you by Eagle Point Solar and the Iowa Egg Council. We're happy to be here tonight. Not any huge topic on the menu. Like I said, Kevin might have to bounce here in 15 minutes. He's a working man, as is Grant, which is why with this podcast, we're on our toes. Grant probably won't have to bounce. There's no orthodontical trauma that Grant has to be gone for. But got a couple things on the menu tonight. Paige Beckers is officially better than Caitlin Clark. She has the national championship. That's how it works. That's just how it works. Right?
Teach their own.
Rings are the only thing that matter, right, Grant?
I mean, yeah, I've always said Bill Russell, greatest NBA player ever.
Right.
Greatest basketball player of all time. Yeah, that's how it all works.
What does he have? 10 rings? 11?
I think he has 11, I believe. He's won 11 championships. Which is still crazy. It's all right. And that wasn't a dig at Bill Russell. He's one of the greatest ever. But
yeah, I mean he was playing against plumbers and
It is. I think it's more crazy too. Like they showed it's insane how many championships UConn has won on the women's side of just.
Oh yeah,
like it's absolutely insane. Like Gino's up. I mean, Gino's up there as one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time as well. He has accomplished.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about this. This is not the focus of tonight. It was a joke to bring this in, but we are recording this about a week early on Sunday after that championship game has been played, and I mean, Gino and UConn. We're talking about like modern sports history. Their dynasty's up there with like name a team. I mean, I think he said he's been to the Natty like 12 times and only lost once before today or something like that. That could be a wrong stat. I think I saw something nuts like that though. And they just dominated. They didn't. It wasn't even close. I mean, for Paige Beckers, it must be nice to have two other players that are better than her.
You know? On the team, I'd be lying if I said I watched a ton of UConn women's basketball this year. If I'm just being honest. Like I didn't see the game today. I'm gonna be.
Paige was the third best scorer in today's game. Hey. Two other girls went for like 25.
I saw they won by a lot, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, they won by like 26 or 30 or something like that. It wasn't even close.
I was on a barbecue mission. It was
really.
I was exploring the barbecue of the state of Texas instead. That was what I was doing.
Like you were like out. At locations buying barbecue, or you're trying to like
singular location barbecue is quite expensive. It turns out, so we're in a slow grind to figure it all out.
You could probably hit Kevin up. Kevin's in his meat era, his meat grilling era.
Oh, Kevin, do you know how to smoke like brisket? Do you know how to smoke meat? Are you smoking meats?
Oh yeah, smoking some meats.
What do you? Well, what's your? Do tell. Go into detail.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what kind of meats are we smoking? Meat. Are we getting good at it? What's kind of the
I mean, yeah, there's a little things that you need to pick up here and there. But it's really not that hard, especially if you have a pellet grill.
Okay.
Pretty much just following directions.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys I like
ribs. Smoking ribs is probably my favorite.
I can hear it too. Yeah.
Smoking pork butt's probably the easiest. I would not start with a brisket if you're just getting into it.
Okay. But I probably got a little bit of time too. I don't think my apartment is meant for smoking meats right now. I'm gonna be. I don't think it would go great.
Probably shouldn't do that in the apartment hallway.
Yeah, I don't think my neighbors would love that. But I think we'll get there eventually.
Though, is if you're planning on eating what you're smoking that day, you're gonna have to set an alarm to wake up in the morning, especially if it's like a brisket, because that thing takes, depending how big it is, upwards of 14 hours.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a long haul. It's a big project.
Oh yeah, big time.
Couple things that I wanted to talk about today, and one of them is from our last podcast, Grant. Kevin wasn't able to make it, but we talked to the one and only Max White. You guys have just heard that podcast previous to this one for the listeners. And Kev, I brought up he was a walk-on, and we kind of talked about his journey to Iowa, and I brought up to him how it must have felt good to get into Iowa and start to see how things were working. See how people are treated, realize, oh, wow, this is a this is the place to be if you're a walk-on. This is where you want to be if you want to be treated as an equal. You know, like you get the same food, you get the same all this stuff. And Grant, tell me if I'm wrong here, but his answer was a little hesitant to agree fully with that sentiment.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's just I don't think he completely agree, like fully agreed or fully disagreed. I think he was just saying that I don't even know how to put in words. I think he had a similar experience to you guys. Like I think it's like equal opportunity, but yeah, like scholarship guys are probably going to get a quicker chance. It's just kind of how I interpreted it. Like I don't think it was anything totally different from what you guys have always said.
I think his response, though, more so in what he was referring to when it comes to the NIL stuff. He kind of looked at us and was like, yeah, as far as guys are getting paid and that's me. So what I'm getting at, Kev, is it sounds like on the inside, the money that's starting to go around is starting to be pretty significant, like not just the top guys, like even what the guys in the middle are getting because of what the collective can do. The way that our collective is set up, guys who are on scholarship have more opportunities to earn. Guys who are older have more opportunities to earn. That number is bigger. And I like that structure.
Yeah, it's kind of what Brad's told us several times he's been on there.
Yep. But what I got from Max was, man, if you're a walk-on, things aren't the same, man. Like, there has been a gap that's been reintroduced as far as
the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah. Yeah, and Max didn't – he gave off the vibe that he really didn't want to elaborate more than that, but so it brought up the question to me is like, huh, is this NIL stuff, even for a program like Iowa, who's developmental, they're going to treat everybody the same. Like, I don't think anybody in the Iowa program, because of this NIL stuff, is getting like, you know, they're shitting on the walk-ons or like, but the what you feel personally as a walk-on versus scholarship athlete, what you're able to do with the little walking around money, there's a little bit wider gap now than like just a $1,700 scholarship check or a walk-on who gets zero. Relatively, that's a small gap versus, oh, now there's some guys that are walking around with 10 or 15 or 20K a month and some walk-on guys who might not be getting anything.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, are you surprised? I'm not surprised.
No, not surprised. It's just, it was something where when contrasting experiences, and I was trying to like relate because I was like, yeah, I know what you're thinking, man. Like, but you know, we got to eat finally, we got meals, all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, things are different now.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if you're trying to say like during our time, like they're really, especially after all the NCAA allowed them to feed us as much as they wanted, like there's really no telling who is a walk-on, who's a scholarship. Like everyone's, you know, treated the same, walked around. Like pretty much got the same deal versus, yeah, now it's tens of thousands of dollars and everyone pretty much knows what everyone's getting.
Speaking of, at the time of this recording, Kev, is tomorrow the deciding day on that case?
It sure as heck is, yeah.
can we like listen in? Is there a live stream?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been looking on Twitter if anybody's like got any indications on how this thing's gonna turn, but I haven't found anything.
Huh. Well, interesting. Yeah, it was just an interesting thing for me, the whole walk-on deal. I don't know. It seemed like there was maybe some things that he would have liked to say, but he was going to hold it and be nice about it, which is his prerogative. I'm not going to pry it out of him. So are you gone in like 5 or 10, Kev?
Yes.
Okay. I won't bring up the starting roster. This could just turn into another extra G-Bone and Kluve tonight. We can talk whatever we want, but guys are in the thick of spring ball. We are, gosh, are we week three? Starting week three, I believe, this week. How's the body feel about now, Kev? Is it starting to hurt? Starting to hurt pretty bad.
Sorry about that. What now? What,
in why spring ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, my body feels great. Yeah, guys are a little sore, you know, second week, full pads all 3 days. So, yeah, especially after the second Saturday practice, ramps up physicality a little bit. Yeah, they're probably a little sore right now.
Did you get to see that clip on Twitter of Wallace walking over?
Oh, yeah.
the media got a little taste of they got like 20 minutes. You know, they'll give them a crumb. They'll throw them a crumb in there.
Yeah, they'll let them stick around for the first segment of practice. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Gronowski's in uniform. He's not throwing or anything, but he's in uniform. He's taking dropbacks, and every single photographer, of course, is over there getting pictures and videos of him. And Wallace, just from 100 yards away, has one teed up. I actually would love to find it, but Grant, can you find – I think it was Blake Hornstein on Twitter. Find the video of Wallace. He's smirking from 60 yards away because he knows he's going to drop this, and he's already proud of himself. Nobody cares about the defense. Nobody wants to watch the defensive side of the ball. And he's just holding back this shit-eating grin, knowing that, like, of course guys are going to be looking at Gronowski. No, but, like, that's my head coach right there. That's my head coach someday. Someday. I want that man to lead the black and gold. I want that guy.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, is this it? All right.
Yeah, it's it.
You can tell. He's already
got you guys got no interest in the defense? You guys got no interest in the defense.
No interest in the defense. And he's just,
he's trying to hold back the biggest smile.
He's swallowing his lips, trying to not smile because he's like so proud of the dad joke. It's like, my goodness, man. Nothing changes, you know?
I mean, honestly, I think you can wear that as a badge of pride if you're him, you're Phil, and you're KB. It's like, there's not been a whole lot of drama on the defensive side of the ball. They just come to work year in, year out, and do their job. It's like, okay, who's filling in the gaps for the guys that replaced? Cool, we expect them to do just as well as the guys that left, and okay, what the hell is happening on the offensive side of the ball? That's kind of Iowa media for like the last 5 years.
And you know, quite honestly, with how the defensive backfield performed last year, you might think like, hey, let's go get a shot of maybe there are a couple guys down there like trying to figure out, hey, what's that new look in the back five look like, back four? And obviously we looked at the depth chart a couple episodes ago and what that's going to look like. But I heard a player. I don't remember who said this, but they interviewed a player and somebody, we heard Jay Higgins, we heard Nick Jackson say this. We now have heard a third person who's still on the team say, I don't think there's going to be a drop off hardly at all at the linebacker position.
That's just exciting. Very, very.
So I don't know what these Carson Shire and what's his name? Jaden Harrell. I don't know what they've been eating. In fact, I actually do know exactly what they've been eating. A lot of Coach Wallace and Coach Parker game plans, drills. 9 on blocks. They've been eating a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Dude, I can't wait. They're just next in line. They have to be so stoked. They have to be so excited.
I thought that was going to be an Iowa Egg Council ad, by the way. I thought that's what you were going to try and do there.
Oh, hold on.
What have they been eating?
What have they been eating?
I know what they've been eating.
5 eggs every
morning. Eagleport Solar. That's what they've been eating.
They've been eating solar panels.
They've been eating a whole lot of information on saving energy with Eagleport Solar.
You know what's crazy though about the solar thing is now that it's relevant.
Sure.
This always happens. When I bought a car back a few years ago, it's like now all of a sudden all you see is like makes and models of cars on the road. You're like, oh, what's that? Do I want one of those? It's like I just bought a playground for Kinley the other day, and now all I can see is playgrounds in people's backyards. It's like
Model S playground, good stuff there at the Johnson household.
Yeah, that's the XL version.
Get the power wall.
Yeah. Oh, that one's got a double slide, you know. And it's like now that we have solar, Eagle Point, shout out to them, bringing you the sun. Now every house or building that has solar panels on it, I do a double take. I'm like, oh shit, they got it. They're the ones. Look at them. Look at those smart motherfuckers right there.
Do you think would Eagle Point Solar be mad if we just start saying like Wash Up Walk Ons presented by the Sun?
Brought to you by Eagle Point Solar.
Just by the Sun, and then the Sun is brought to you by Eagle Point Solar.
Yeah. Which it literally says it in there right there on the YouTube. Hey, give us a thumbs up. Give us one of those like button thumbs ups.
Mm-hmm. We might need to adjust the graphic here because you can't even like I can't even read half the Eagle Point Solar graphic.
Well, that's because your brightness isn't high enough.
Sorry, jeez.
No, that's on you. But you know what could brighten your day is the sun and solar energy, and maybe their free solar analysis. Send them your bills. See if you can save some money. And then with that money, you go buy eggs. You go buy more eggs. And actually, you buy – stock market's down a little bit right now. You buy some of that too. You buy that dip. And we're not sponsored by the stock market. I wish we were. But you buy more eggs. You eat those eggs. You grow a healthier body. The Iowa Egg Council and Eagle Point Solar, they benefit. It's all good. It's all good. Had my 5 eggs this morning. Went and got more eggs at Costco. Bought 36 of them. And you know what feels good? You know what feels good when you go into the egg section and you – because you're always checking your eggs, right?
I didn't recently, and I came home with like 4 broken eggs.
God damn it, Grant.
And then like those
eggs. Usually the clerk will check for you too.
The clerk will check for you too, but or they'll ask, hey, did you check your eggs?
I'm a self-checkout guy personally.
And in Costco, you're just rolling the dice. It's like Russian roulette in there. There's a pallet full of eggs. You're like, okay, which one am I going to find where there's no cracked eggs in here? I pulled 2 18 packs off the box today. Both were fresh, clean, no cracks. That's a good day. That's how you know it's going to be a good day.
Left with a pallet of eggs.
So, Kev, we'll let you go.
Eat your eggs. Eat your solar.
Eat your solar. Eat your solar.
Maybe don't eat the solar panel.
You know what? Maybe,
I don't think that's what they want.
Maybe just have a little bit of interest in the defense, okay?
And somebody give a shit about the defense. Get your pads down. See you, Kev.
See you, Kev.
Now.
Always great to be joined by Mr. Kevin Ward.
Yeah, our special guest, Kevin. What's his middle name? Kevin.
I don't know. Surely his friend of 15 years would know by now.
Has it been 15? Not quite, but
close.
Hold on. Drake's middle name is Jacob. Jesus Christ. I know these. I know both of them. Drake. One of them's Allen. No, yours is Allen. Your last name is Allen. Yep, I'm pretty sure one of their middle names is Allen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it Kevin Allen Ward? It might
Drake
be.
Cynthia Gulick.
No, it's certainly not Cynthia. Drake's is oh my God, that's embarrassing, man. Fuck. It's okay. I hate myself.
Middle names, birthdays, they're all difficult. If you can get, I would say like if you can get like even the month right, I'm impressed, but on birthdays, it's difficult.
What do you think, Grant, as a fan consumer on the side of this NIL stuff? What are there any answers?
Like in general, you just broad question.
We're
just
doing this. Like,
we're just doing. Hey, I mean,
I think the general consensus here is like,
go from middle names to how do we fix college sports? Okay, there's a couple things.
Stay on it.
All right, I think that I think each sport is different. First of all, I think the reality of it is that like the NIL situation in gymnastics looks different than football. Like I just like the way you think people like look at basketball right now. We just did the crown, right?
Hey,
it's today.
Yeah,
it just finished up minutes ago. Absolutely. And like a big part of it is like they're paying players in the tournament.
It's kind of
like basketball
sick.
Has tournaments with it. We're like, there's or at least to my knowledge, like is there a women's soccer tournament that's paying players in the NCAA? I don't think so. Yeah. I haven't heard about it.
No.
So I think like every sport's different in that way. But I think like the main thing is they got to get from like. They have to get rid of this idea that they're not professional athletes. Like, it's just crazy. I don't think it's helping anyone. Like, I think that's the only way you get it controlled a little bit more. And, like, I think it would help the players out more, too, honestly, if it was just, like, they got rid of this idea that, like, oh, they're still amateurs somehow, but they're making, like, $1.8 million a year.
Is that right now what's holding back the regulation? It's like, well, they're not professionals, so there's not really a whole lot of
– Yeah, that's why you can't have, like – necessarily a contract.
Okay.
Because they're not considered professional athletes. And I understand that too. It's like, it would be weird if like I, as a student went to Iowa and they're like, well, if you transfer in, you're not allowed to leave for 3 years.
Right.
Like that would be very strange. And in theory, like me and Owen Freeman are just both students at the university.
You're the same person pretty much in every way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's what a lot of people would say mostly. But
that's what I've heard. Every time I've heard you and Owen talked about in the same sentence, I've heard, wow, those guys are equally athletic.
And you're like, oh, you mean Grant Allen? Oh, I heard the same thing about him as well. But like in reality, that's what like the NCAA wants it to be. Is that like, oh, they're just students, right? Which is, it's just not how it is. So I think they have to do that. And then once you get to that level, you can kind of work it out a little bit more of like, hey, will offer you, let's say players make $1.5 million or something, right? You're a big recruit. All right. We'll go, you get $1.5 million if you graduate from here. But if you leave after a year, you'll get money, but you just won't get $1.5 million.
So that's where I'm with this.
Which like, that's works. It works in professional sports. It works in life, in business. Like it, and then we just don't apply it to NCAA for some reason.
Well, there's a,
and then, yeah, you can do buyouts too. Like if another school wants to buy out your contract and take you, then sure. Yeah, you can do that.
That is where I'm at with it. Like it has to almost become like a coach, like, cause he's coaching. We just witnessed it with McCollum and, you know, Frango, you know, like all these people. You're like, okay, so coaching contracts don't mean anything. It just means. It
means nothing. No.
It means you get, so you signed for this much per year for this many years. Okay. So basically if the only thing that means is if you want more money with that school that you're signing the contract with, they're just setting a time limit on which you are now waiting 4 or 5 or 6 more years till you renegotiate more. But as far as like stepping away from that program or getting more from somebody else or somebody buying that out, it means nothing. It doesn't lock you into anything. It only locks the school in to paying you that much every year that you're there. Yeah. And so I think with the basketball guys, and when you say $1.5 million as like a
– I'm just picking a number.
Just picking a number, right? But that's a real number for a lot of these guys. I mean, I've seen the Josh Dix numbers flying around.
Yeah, and that's where it's difficult too right now because there is no like there's no rules about how many times you can transfer or anything. So like, I know it's easy to dog on people like, oh, this is fifth school he's been to. But like, also, I don't know if I was a top 5 quarterback in college football right now. Like, part of me would want to test the market too every year. Like, yeah, I'll probably make more money at each school I go to. Like, I'll probably just keep making more money and then go to the NFL.
Great.
It's hard for me to tell someone, like, no, like, hey, 18-year-old, like, no, don't go see if you can make $3 million this year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so let's just parlay this into the NFL structure conversation where a lot of people want this to go. Like, hey, we just need to structure this like the league does, and it will solve all the problems.
It is so weird, too, with college football that, like, now it's just they're making it so much like the NFL except for the NIL portion of it all. Like that part they refuse to change.
And you have to or else it's never going to work. So think about it this way. Who just got paid on the QB market? Like who?
No.
Give me a recently signed like somebody. Or last year. What did
the Stafford got a new contract this offseason. How about that?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Stafford signs with the Rams, and he makes what? What's his?
Now you're just. Burden? I don't know all of this off the top of my head.
Okay, well let me. I'll search it. Stafford, Rams contract. This is what you get on the Washington Falcons podcast. Agreed to restructure the contract, keeping the quarterback in Los Angeles. He is on a 4-year extended through 26. 4-year, $160 million. Jesus Christ, that's so much money. $60 million to sign the line. My God, 130 guaranteed. Now, I don't know where the guaranteed stuff comes in on this. Like, then that starts to get crazy because you're not working with like organizations that just have money because they're a business. You're working with like NIL structures where they're getting donors that aren't always the same every year to year. You're getting, so I don't know what the guaranteed money looks like if that ever becomes a thing. But here's the deal: Matthew Stafford renegotiates with the Rams, or he doesn't negotiate with anybody because he's on a contract.
Yeah.
Right?
He could have left. He could have got out of his contract.
But what's the implication of that? Somebody
lost. He could have. I mean, he just wouldn't, like, then the Rams just wouldn't pay him anything.
You don't get paid.
They don't owe him anything. Yeah.
That's the whole thing is you don't get paid. These kids have to be on contracts where, okay, how many years does Josh Dix have left? 2? 3?
Eligibility wise? Yeah. I'm going to say 2.
Let's say he has 2 years left. Creighton says, hey, come on over for $2 million. Is that $2 million as he walks in the door this summer? Or is that $2 million, hey, we'll pay you $2 million, we'll pay you $500 when you get here. We'll pay you $500 this December. We'll pay you $500 next summer. We'll pay you $500 next December. Like, is this a structured payout? Because if you're just paying these kids up front, hey, here's a $2 million lump sum, come play ball for us, you've now lost all of your power.
Yeah. Well, that was the issue, and I'm not saying this is Josh Dix's situation. I have no idea what's going on.
I'm just using him as an example, too.
This is what happened back in the fall at UNLV with like Matthew Sluka.
Yeah.
Like week three, the team was good and they finished the season well anyway. But like the team was good. They had just beaten, who was it? I think they beat like, I think they had just beaten Kansas or something on the road.
Somebody,
like,
yeah, they had a big win.
Solid start to the year. And then he's like, I'm done. And I was like, what? Why? And they was like, they promised me money and then I was getting none of it. Yeah. So why would I play for them?
Well, and that's on the other side of things. If you, the player, mm-hmm. are promised something and the payment, and all of a sudden the check doesn't clear, or they're not even giving you the check and they're like, yeah, it's coming though. It's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to get it to you.
Yeah. And it stinks. And like, I don't know. He got a lot of crap for that. And like, I understand why he got crap, but also I get his point too, in a lot of ways where it's like, yeah, would you show up to your job if they just didn't pay you for 3 months?
I was just going
to
say, Grant, I don't know what your pay structure is at your new big boy job, but like, what if you did work for like the next 2 weeks or a month, and then when the pay period came around, they hit you with an email and they're like, we're working on it. We're going to get it to you.
Yeah. And then like I think two other kids at UNLV left for the same reason too, yeah. The next week. So,
dude, I'd be like, dude, if our sponsors, if somebody went to sponsor us and we signed a contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we're going to pay you, you know, this amount of money for this month. They sign the dotted line. We both sign it. We're in a contract deal. Which mm-hmm. the contract has stuff, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Yeah, we're working on it. We'll get it to you."
Yeah,
I'd be like, "No. There's contract stuff here that like you are obligated to do this. We can take legal action. Like, there's got to be some rules around this shit." And I don't know. I don't know why. I think you said this in the taglines the other day. Football, basically. I think football is so big, and God, even potentially men's basketball.
I don't think the men's basketball will ever leave it because of the postseason.
Sure.
But I think – and football is already halfway there with, like, the way they do FBS and FCS. So
yeah.
There's that as well. But
well, and then you mentioned
like
the problem.
And in basketball, too, they need – like, basketball, the mid-majors have a higher national presence than in football.
Sure.
You know?
Also, like,
people like to – go ahead, sorry.
The basketball roster isn't putting nearly as much pressure on the – on the roster sizes of both the men's and women's amount of athletes at a school,
yeah.
which are tying into the laws around, you know, how much you can give to the female athletes versus the men's athletes. Like, if you cut football away from the NCAA, it starts to take away a few issues, and then they can regulate it. I don't know. I heard Chris Williams talking about, and it's the same thing that Brad told us, like these agents are just ruining the sport, basically.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of – it's – I don't know. Well, one, I think the big issue is, too, they're taking bigger percentages than they should.
Huge.
Which is like borderline highway robbery. And it's also, too, I think some of them just – it's different. Like if you're an NFL player, like, yeah, dude, go test the market or whatever. Because it's like – I just – again – professional sports, and I was just saying that the college kids should be deemed as professionals, but for now it's not. It's just a college experience is really what it's supposed to be, right? I have a harder time being like, hey, dude, let's go test a new college every year than being like, oh, hey, yeah, let's test the NFL offseason market. It's just, well, I view it differently.
Like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins just got signed back to the Bengals, right?
Sure.
And now that they're signed, I don't know how long their deals are. They're longer than a year, right? Mm-hmm. In a year's time or less than that, you know, whenever the Bengals are bounced from the playoffs next year, if they make it, there aren't going to be teams coming to them. There's not going to be their agents aren't going to be out there talking to teams behind people's back going, hey, what do you guys want Ja'Marr for? What will you pay Higgins? We'll see if we can strike a deal. Like, no, he's in a contract. Yeah. Like he signed for money. He doesn't get that money. If he then bounces, like they're not going to do that. So, I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah.
I still think about all the time when I did when right before graduation last year, when I did an interview with Jan Jensen,
yeah.
I think it was like technically my last day of school.
Really?
It's like, that's how I did what it's the only thing I did. I woke up at like, she wanted to do it so early too. Cause I remember I was really nervous about like missing my alarm.
I'd love to listen to that interview.
It's like lost forever.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of mad about it, but because it was with the school and it was a group thing, it's kind of it's a whole show.
Is it like on a school computer somewhere in some lab?
I think I could probably. I wonder how long it takes for my stuff to get deleted, but it's fine. That's a different podcast. But it was. I remember when I met her for the first time. I was like, oh, hey, I'm Grant. Nice to meet you. She's like, oh, Jan. I'm like, pick that up. I'm aware. And it took her maybe 10 seconds, just unprompted, started complaining about transfer portal NIL stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It was awesome, though. Like, we just, like, got into it right away talking, like, Rick Pitino, like, just live.
Really?
Like, basketball. It was awesome. I was like, I love Jan. She's the best. Because it was, too, like, I asked her, like, because I believe when I met her, she was on the phone with her daughter, I want to say.
Sure.
Because I think she had just dropped her off or was doing something. She was like, hey, I got to go do this real quick. And then she was like, yeah, you won't believe it. We were real busy right now, this whole thing. It's a big, crazy transfer portal world we got out here. We're real busy. We got this all going on.
Speaking of them in the transfer portal, you know, Iowa hosted that. Her name was Jada Williams at Arizona.
Yeah.
She ended up committing to Iowa State. And I think the whole thing was like, yeah, Iowa might have showed some interest, but they obviously didn't throw her a big bag or a huge offer. She also had a little tie to Iowa State. I think she played with one of those girls in high school on like an all-star team or something. But now it's come out. And again, this is old news, a week old. She might have committed at this point with how things move in the crazy transfer portal that Grant just mentioned. Freshman guard Avery Howell out of USC. 6-footer, small forward. She was like number 15 in the recruiting class last year, in the 2024 recruiting class. So the number 15th ranked freshman coming into this year, she averaged something like 8 or 10 points for USC this year. Who, if Juju doesn't go down, has a chance to go and win the national championship. Who knows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's in the portal, and Iowa is reportedly in contact with her and interested.
Yeah. It's different too in the women's side because you don't really have one and dones. I don't think you can have them. I think the draft.
I don't believe it's allowed, which I'm still confused about because why is there a double standard?
I have no idea. But regardless, this just is what it is. I didn't make the rules. I don't know. So I kind of think my brain would tell me that it would be smarter on the women's side to invest more in like high school recruiting because you can have players for longer.
Sure.
But on the men's side, I get like Rick Pitino said flat out, he's like St. John's. He was like, we don't have any commits in this class.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need them. Like we're just going to do the portal. Like, we got guys returning, and we're going to pick up, like, three other dudes. And that's it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it sounds crazy, but, like, when in the new world, that's what you can do. And if everyone's just going to go to the NBA the next year, like, okay, fine. So on the women's side, you can't really do that.
But just like this girl, you can invest a lot into this girl. They may have spent the last – you know, USC could have spent the last 3 years recruiting this chick. And then after 1 year, she's like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to the league, but I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Women in NCAA college basketball cannot enter the WNBA draft after just 1 year, unlike men, due to the WNBA draft eligibility rule. So it's not about college. It's about the WNBA setting the rule. And they require you to either be a senior with all of your eligibility exhausted, or you have to be turning 22 in the year that you're drafted.
I think that's fair. I think that's fine. Which is weird, too, because the NBA owns the WNBA, but.
Yeah,
why wouldn't it just be the same? I don't know. It's the whole thing.
Well, you know, and there's probably I'm sure if you dig into that, there's like a reason of like the WNBA a long time ago was like, yeah, we want them to stay in school. You know, like we want them to care about their education. Also, much less of a financial viability option for women. You know, there's 12 teams right now. I think there's 13 teams with the Valkyries this year. They pay them 70 grand. That base salary might be. Going forward, but like how much of a sustaining thing is that in your life? Even if you play 10 years in the WNBA at 100 grand average salary, congratulations, you made $1 million. In today's world, if you didn't get your college degree, what are you now going to do at 30?
I have no idea.
Yeah, like you don't have a degree. Congrats, you made $1 million. Even if you did great in your 20s with that money,
yeah,
you need something to fall back on, and now you don't have a college degree because you left early. So that's probably why. Versus in the NBA, you go to the NBA, you're going to make
those NBA contracts are stupid too.
They have so much money.
They're insane. I don't even know that in baseball they have the craziest contracts.
Dude, you find guys you don't even know who are making like $20 million a year.
Yeah, $35 million contract.
It's unbelievable.
Seventh guy off the bench. He's averaging 4-2. Like,
yeah.
And like, hey, role players are important. Like, don't get me wrong. Very important. Especially in the NBA.
Actually,
$35 million.
I know Luka isn't on some crazy contract, but like he came in the other day and shot like a technical free throw. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Well, Luka's got he actually got like the Mavs screwed him over. Like he was about to get a Supermax, and now he can't. He's not eligible for it anymore.
How does that work?
He's losing like I think you have to be like to get Supermax. I think you have to be on a team for a certain amount of time. So now he's
mostly around him. Fuck with those things.
So I think he, like his max contract that he could have gotten is like now like $150 million less.
Jesus Christ!
Like crazy. And not that he's like, don't get me wrong, Luka has a lot of money, guys. Don't worry, but
yeah, he's fine.
Still, I don't know. I would be upset if I lost $150 million. It'd be,
yeah.
I don't know about you. I know this podcast stuff's treating you pretty well, but
we do numbies. We don't do those. My goodness. Speaking of numbies, if you want to go help us out, go to the YouTube channel. If you're watching, you're already there. Not all of you are subscribed. We get a lot. We've had two videos in the last month that have gone over the number of subscribers that we have. So if you're watching this right now, this is the content that we post all of the time. We're doing interviews. Actually, this stuff that me and Grant are doing right now, just shooting the shit. This is like the least interesting stuff that we do. There's great interviews. Talking to Deontay Craig.
What will you offer the people if they get us to 6,000 subscribers? What can you offer them? You tell them America.
As we sit right now, we're somewhere in between like 4,000 and 4,100. I can give you the live count actually as we record it. 40. Yeah.
What can you offer the listeners for 6,000 subscribers?
I mean, throw out some things. You know, I'm not going to run 6,000 miles or something stupid like that. That'd be like twice across the United States. 6,000 subscribers, man.
Dude, would you eat 6,000 eggs?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's like. It's like, oh God!
Would you install $6,000 worth of solar panels?
Oh, that would be that would be easy. I think the whole solar thing is an investment. That would be, I think most people are going to be installing 6,000, probably a lot more, if they're going to try and get their home just plastered with those solar units. Which, by the way, they have a 30-year warranty on those things. 30 Oh, really? Years. You get those solar modules up on your home, you are just, that sun is cooking, and you are cooking at that point. You could probably go up there and fry the egg on the panel. I don't suggest it. I don't think either the Iowa Egg Council or Eagle Point Solar wants you to do that. I'm saying you might be able to if it was necessary, if it was a last ditch kind of thing. Last person on earth, you're just grinding eggs on solar panels. 6,000 grand? I don't know. Is there something small I could eat? I just can't eat 6,000 of anything, can I?
I don't know if I want to see a video of you eating things either, to be honest.
I know. Well, we've hopped on here before a couple times, like before we hit the record button, and I'm eating like a yogurt or something, and Grant's like, I don't want to see that. I can't do that.
It's horribly disgusting.
Is that like your biggest pet peeve?
No. I don't know what is my biggest one. I don't run into that often enough for it to be a huge deal to me.
Okay.
Doesn't bother me too much.
6,000. Okay. 6,000.
You do.
So leave a comment.
Do 6,000 curls on one side.
Oh, just. God. My arm would be so fucked, but yeah, maybe.
Like a 5-pound weight.
Yeah, get a like a 1-pounder.
Only your left arm, though. You're not allowed to switch arms.
My left arm's actually stronger. I don't know why. But yeah, something like that. That's a good suggestion. I need suggestions in the comments down below. And this is how we know you made it to 44 minutes in this video.
Did you swim 6,000 meters?
Is that almost 4 miles? Yeah, 6,400 meters.
I don't want to watch that either. Probably pretty.
I think Kevin, who swims, like your average person who wasn't a collegiate swimmer or like a club swimmer. Mm-hmm. I think your average average person can like swim a 30-minute mile. I'm not your average person. So that's going to take me like 50 minutes, maybe an hour to swim a mile.
Would you purchase 6,000 tickets?
Buddy.
To an Iowa football game.
Okay, well, here's the thing, actually. I saw like I got like an email.
Just buy a whole section.
Like the cheapest ticket to an Iowa football game is like, what, 60 or 70 bucks? I mean, we're talking like.
Sounds right. It depends on the game, but
I
sure. Mean,
dude, we're looking at like 42 grand or something like that. We're now getting into the range of like what I make in a year, you know? Just, hey, yeah. If you guys get us to 6,000 subscribers, I'll blow the entire amount of my income.
My entire amount. I would like to do a I saw like Barstool does this like ice con where they all go to one game, like mm-hmm. they'll go to like one hockey game. It's just like a pack of 40 in one section. It would be we should do like a Kluver con or something. It's like a Iowa football game, 60 people in one section.
Oh, Jesus. God, I don't know. 6,000 or something. Come up with it. I don't know. I don't have much else left tonight because I was hoping Kevin was going to be able to do this and we were going to do the draft. He's now done it twice where he's like, no, sorry, I can't.
The draft of what? Like the
2013 to 2017. You have to draft, not draft, but you have to name your starting lineup. Oh, you get one quarterback, one punter, one kicker, one holder, one long snapper, two running backs, a fullback.
But it was only guys that you played with.
Two tight ends. Only guys that were there at the same time that me, Drake, and Kevin were there.
Oh, I think you got to expand it to now. I'm going to be honest. I think
you think we have to go all the way to now, so like the last decade, basically?
Yeah, I think that's a better list. It's more interesting.
Guys from the year we walked into right now.
Yeah, I think that's a better list.
Oh, that becomes a whole lot harder.
I think it becomes more. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it becomes more contentious. I think you got to boost those babies up.
Wow.
Then you got to throw it in there because like then you got sneaky too. Like running back. I think you could do it pretty quickly, but like offensive line would be troubling. Your starters at the O line would get real tricky.
Line would be real tough.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know who I'd put. I mean, I don't know. Dude, probably
you know where go. You know where it's going to get real fucking hard. Linebacker,
Beathard or Petrus. Oh,
give me Padilla.
I was just someone was just talking to me about Alex Padilla.
Give me Quesadilla Padilla.
All right, I should put my glorious King Jackson Stratton up in there.
Give me Shaggy.
Is he still around? Let him cook. Please tell me he's still in there. He didn't leave.
Let's figure it out. Let's look right now.
I didn't see him in the or maybe I did see him and I just didn't recognize him. But I loved how everyone was analyzing that one Blake Hornstein video, like it was the Zapruder film.
Yeah,
like
the one drop back of it's like, well, his angle of his knee looks pretty good there. I think he's actually ahead of schedule.
They love doing that in football now. It's like, here's a video of a quarterback. He's pretending to play football.
Yeah, somebody kill me. The people are so stupid. Jimmy Sullivan, freshman, right there. There's a lot of excitement. Dude, there's so much exciting things to be excited about as we get.
I know. This is going to be a fun summer.
This is going to be an incredible summer because there's so much like lead up and potential. Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, Summer of Grant. That's what we're doing.
Drew Campbell, that kid, Jack's brother, he's going into his second year. He could be an animal.
Really?
Who knows? Who knows?
You could say that about anyone. No. Like we could pick any dude on the roster, I could tell you. I could confirm. Could be an animal.
Well, dude, we were having this.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Jackson Stratton. Mission Bay, California. Colorado State. Let's get him on. I know he's got podcast abilities.
He went 21 of 35 this season with a long of 72.
Dude, I'm telling you that first drive versus UCLA, I was like, oh, he's way better than he should be.
this is oddly good.
Well, also that was when they were selling us on the idea that he was a scout team linebacker.
Yeah.
And we talked about it that week. They're like, oh, scout team linebacker apparently is the backup. Like, we really got to make sure Sullivan doesn't get hurt this game.
Yeah.
And you tell me scout team linebacker. Look, I'm not picturing, like, Jack Campbell size. I'm picturing, like, a slightly smaller Jack Campbell throwing, like, a awful spiral. And just, like not even doesn't have the seams on. Like, it's, like, spinning sideways like a disc. Like, it's just – that's what I was picturing.
It looks like you gave the football to someone who's never played the sport.
Yeah. But like Jackson Stratton, you could tell too. It's like,
okay, people,
his QB.
I wish people would have listened to our podcast about that because tried to tell people, yes, he's a quarterback. He knows how to play football at the quarterback position. It's just where he's been lining up as a body for the past couple weeks was at scout team linebacker. He is not a scout team linebacker. He is a quarterback playing scout team linebacker.
I mean, you guys were saying that to me, but my brain just refused to believe it too. It was so much funnier if he was a scout team linebacker. Like that would have made it so much better. Like I didn't genuinely force myself to accept it as fact until like the bowl game, probably.
It's like, no, dude, we actually had a linebacker out there.
Yeah.
You know?
don't know. I'd like to see some Sully, though. I'd like to see him.
Oh, dude.
I still – we can't go full Sully. I need like a
– Full Sully.
Once you go full Sully, you can't ever go back. We need like a – in terms of Sullivan levels, I need like 80% Sullivan. Because I still want a little bit of that crazy, but sometimes it gets a little too crazy.
We certainly can't have 100% Sully because we get what happens in the UCLA game where he runs his face into a Mack truck.
But then I also – you get the play like he had against Missouri where he runs around the stadium twice and then dives in the end zone.
Facts. You're right. You're right. Sick play, man. I mean, absolutely cool. Sick play.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find –
We have a lot of exciting things, though, for the football program. It'll be fun.
Oh, dude, the lead up to this season is going to be
mm-hmm. – Fun schedule, too, this year.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oregon?
What's crazy is we have – I don't know what it'll be, what the line will be when we play Indiana. I'm going to assume – like, if everything goes as planned, we'll be underdogs to them. But I don't know. Things can change. Who knows? But I think, like, every game we'll be underdogs in will be against a team that was in the playoff last year.
Yeah.
And then we could be favored. I bet you were like a 2.5 point favorite over Iowa State. Guess the line.
I don't know about week two.
A 1.5 point favorite at Iowa.
You're guessing that right now?
Guess the line? Sure. Why not?
You think they got a future on that?
They probably, the April lines are never accurate for what it's actually going to be. I saw someone posted like week one lines, Notre Dame versus Miami. It's like Notre Dame minus one. I was like, well, that's just not going to be what
it's like. Okay, well, I don't know where you're getting that. So, you know, I think people generally think that Iowa State is going to be like pretty good. I mean, they're returning back, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
Oh, no, that was.
Yeah, but 1.5. They were supposed to be pretty good this year, too. It was the same line. I think we were like a 1.5 or 2 point favorite.
Is this real? Am I finding the actual. I think
I don't know what you're looking at.
Iowa minus 2.5.
Yeah, it seems. I think
this is for last.
And the spread for 90% of Iowa's games in the past
is 2.5.
4 years is minus 2.5.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
It's either that or like plus 18 to Ohio State.
Plus yeah, yeah. We were plus 24, I believe.
I'll take it every time.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else. We won't ramble too much longer than this. We are eventually going to do that draft. Hopefully we have a guest coming on next episode, another recent graduate and guy who's looking to make the league. And I'm not going to say the name because Grant's all about me not jinxing things. And if you are a Patreon member, patreon.com/washupwalkons, I'll bring the old QR code if you want to join the army. Leave that up here in the corner. You would have heard last Friday, I jinxed like 3 or 4 different things on that episode. Grant was just... shambles. He's like, dude, I can't even be here with you.
I'm trying to Patreon it up soon, though. Like the Patreon.
Yeah. That's all we got. Talk to you next time. See you then. Eat your eggs. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.